This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. It's Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again as we study the Word of God together. Well, we're coming closer to the end of 2025. I want to speak to you this morning about what would you like to see in 2026? What would you like in 2026? And I want to read from Psalm 16, verse 8 to 11. And this is what it says. I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. What would you like in 2026? Verse 11 from Psalm 16. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Again, I want to ask you the question. What would you like in 2026? One may want any of a number of external things to happen in 2026. A new job. To get married. You'd like to go to college. Higher profits. Weight loss. And numerous other things. But the psalmist points to inward change. He looks in his heart at the basic needs of life. His insight has been admired for centuries. Psalm 16 was popular with the apostles. Peter used this psalm in his sermon on the day of Pentecost. And if we go back and we turn here to Acts chapter 2, this is what we read here. In Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verse 25, and this is what it tells us. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he's at my right hand, and that I may not be shaken. I may not be shaken. That's what he's saying. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will also rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. That's what it tells us. We also find the verses cited by Paul in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 13. Let's just turn over the page to Acts chapter 13, and we read here from verse 35. Therefore, he also says in another psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. Why was it such a popular psalm for the New Testament writers? Simply stated, it addresses the deepest inner needs of humankind. What would you like in 2026? Listen to the psalmist. Number one, would you like the stability that God offers us? The stability God offers us. We read from verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Two phrases in this verse merit our attention. First note, I have set. It literally means to make level or even. The psalmist testifies that he was working at making level his relationship with God. Growing as a Christian takes time. It is a delicate balance. Have you ever tried to level something? A family received a surprise gift of a grandfather clock. They read the instruction to discover you must level the clock before it will run. It took them 3 months to level it perfectly. It takes time to balance our Christian life. Allow the Word of God to bring you into a position of evenness in your commitment. Pardon me. In addition to leveling, the psalmist wrote, I will not be shaken. He understands his responsibility to God. We too must be open to God's leadership. We should be flexible as he leads us, for we need stability and flexibility. Too many people make superficial commitments in life. They try to anchor themselves in the shallow beds of the ocean. Then when problems and crises arise, the waves of life crush them. God wants us to understand that he will stabilize and give us flexibility. Based on the assumption, Paul could write to the church in Corinth that the grace of God is sufficient for everything in life. Listen to me. The grace of God is sufficient in everything in life. After we have accepted God's stability, the psalmist asks us another question. Number two, would you enjoy inner peace? You got that? Inner peace. Verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. There we have. Would you enjoy the inner peace that only God can give? If so, note three words. Heart, glory, and flesh. The language of the Old Testament could be translated spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit differentiates from all other living creatures on this planet. It separates you from the animal world in a very distinct way. You have an awareness of God's presence, an awareness of God's presence in your life. Your soul contains your mind, your will, your emotions. Your body is the organism through which your soul expresses itself. A tragedy of our society is that we have reversed the biblical order for God's peace. Usually we begin with physical thoughts, not spiritual. For example, young people in their dating relationships, where do you begin? Normally we begin with the outward appearance. That is, we usually take note of such things as a person's grooming, how they look. We take a look at their car. We take a look at their clothing before we stop to consider his or her soul and spirit. And the Bible teaches us to look beyond the physical to get to know people. Find out what others are thinking. Discover their emotions. Talk about spiritual matters to them. You know, my friends, we try to impress people in man's order. The body, the soul, the spirit. Note that the Bible does not say that the flesh is wrong, nor that the soul is wrong. It says that these areas have been corrupted by the fall of humankind. These areas need to be reborn through the filling of God's Spirit into our lives. The problem is that we have reversed the priorities. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says this, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. Do you see that? Your spirit is your connection to God. God is spirit, and we connect with our spirit to God. God is spirit, but through our spirit, we connect with him. The soul, we said already, is the mind, the will, the emotions, the body are to be kept blameless. See the priority. Do you desire inner peace in 2026? Concentrate on the spiritual first. You've got to do that. You've got to concentrate on the spiritual first. I want to read Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. And this is what it says to us this morning. I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisterin, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So here we've got it. Paul is making a great statement to us in Romans chapter 12. He's saying to us here, you, brethren, he's beseeching us by the mercies of God to present your bodies, your whole being to God as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the word he uses here, transform, is metamorpho. Remember when we all were growing up, we had silkworms. Everybody in school had silkworms, and the silkworms would spin, and then they would spin themselves into a cocoon, and there they were all in these little cocoons, and out came a moth that laid new eggs so you could get more and more silkworms. There was a metamorpho in it. It was a change from what it was, a silkworm. It went into a cocoon, and out of that came the moth. And so Paul is saying to us, there must be a metamorpho in the mind. There must be a change in the process of what we are thinking. And you see, if we can have a change in the thinking, then the Word of God, the Bible, has to be the process. We have to study the Word. We have to absorb the Word. We read it, study it. It becomes part of us. And in the end, we begin to speak the Word of God. We agree with God about what His Word says to us. We agree with God about what the living Word, Jesus, says to us as well. And so what do? We need to renew our minds. It's like the hard drive in your brain has to be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, so you can get new thinking and new understanding in the things of God. But it needs to be renewed by the Word through the Holy Spirit. Our minds must be renewed. Number three, would you appreciate God's companionship? That's what it says to us in verse 10 of Psalm 16. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 16 verse 10 says, you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. God will be your constant companion in 2026. Are you looking for a friend? Are you looking for a confidant? A friend who knows your faults and yet loves you in spite of them? God loves you unconditionally, and He loves you forever. That's what the Bible tells me. Psalm 16 is like a rosebud not yet unfolded. The Old Testament gives hope for eternal life, even through the doctrine of the resurrection of the body. Had it not been revealed at that time, now we have a fuller understanding through the New Testament. Why? Because Jesus died. Jesus went into the grave, but Jesus rose from the grave, and Jesus is alive forevermore. That's why every Resurrection Sunday we sing it. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me along life's narrow way. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Because you see, my friends, that's how we know it. He walks with us and he talks with us. That's the promise we have. And the Old Testament gives hope for eternal life through the doctrine of the resurrection of the body that was yet to be revealed in the New Testament. Now we have the New Testament. Jesus has died. He said on the cross in John 19 verse 10, "It is finished." And Jesus rises from the grave and he's alive forevermore. And that's why we can appreciate his companionship. He tells us, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the journey's end." And that's why we can sing with confidence that hymn, not only just on Resurrection Sunday, but he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Number four. If so, embrace his purpose for your life. Embrace his purpose for your life. Verse 11, "You will show me the path of life." He will show you the path of life. "In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." That's what it tells us. Embrace God's purpose for your life. The psalmist's path of life literally means a way of coming into a new existence. It was used in the Old Testament for the changing of the seasons and the coming of spring. Suppose you were given 100,000 rands with the stipulation that you must spend all of it today. Any money left over must be given back. You got that? You've got 100,000 rand today. You've got to spend all of it today. If you don't spend it, you've got to give it back. You could not save it or earn interest on it. How would you spend it? God gives us, let me say this to you. God gives us 86,400 seconds in a day to live. You got that? 86,400 seconds to live in a day. Let me ask you this morning. How will you spend these precious seconds? If you have a purpose in your life and you've discovered the path God has set for you, you will not waste life at all. And I want to say to you, so many waste life. They do not have a purpose for their life. They never fulfill their purpose. They die without ever fulfilling the purpose God has predestined for them. I want to say to you this morning as we come to the end of 2026, make sure you have a purpose for living in 2026. You will invest yourself in his kingdom. Invest yourself in the kingdom. You will have purpose if you invest yourself in the kingdom. Get involved in your local church. Go out and help people. Touch the lives of others. Make a difference. Go into a ministry that goes into a prison. Go into a ministry that will feed the hungry and those that are less fortunate than you are. His purpose will transcend whatever obstacle might come your way. Let me say this to you. Today, as you look into 2026 that's coming, commit your life to God. Will you do that today? Commit your life to God. You will not know the specific avenues of all his will for your journey, but if you are committed to his ultimate purpose, then I want to tell you this morning, he will lead you and he will guide you and he will direct your path. Verse 11 of Psalm 16, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Will you come to God this morning? Last part of this year is almost gone. There are days to go. And we stand at the entrance to a new year. So the past is past. So are all your mistakes, all your failures, and all your regret. I want to tell you that today. This is the last Tuesday of 2025. Will you come to Christ this morning? Will you come to the cross? Will you gaze into his wonderful face of a loving Savior? Will you say this morning, all my past, all my failures, all my regrets, I leave at the foot of the cross this morning. And Lord, in 2026, help me by the power of your Holy Spirit to live for you, to love people, yes, to serve people. And when you do that, love God, serve God, you leave all the consequences to God. Will you do that right now? This moment, commit to Christ and then trust him in the decision you make. He will lead you and guide you in all of 2026. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your word to us, a word of encouragement. We'd like to see in 2026. And Lord, we want to see your will done in our lives. We want to follow the path that you've set out. We want to have the purpose you have for us, and we want to fulfill that purpose in our lives. Won't you guide us? Won't you direct us this morning? Won't you help us by the power of your Spirit? And if we have not yet made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, then put your hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the divine Son of God. I believe you died on Calvary's cross for all my sin, past, present, and future. Thank you for dying for me. I now receive you into my heart, into my life, as the Lord and the Savior of my life. I want to love you and serve you forever by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Let me say to you this morning, welcome to the family of God. God is going to use you in his kingdom. You're going to see purpose and meaning for your life in 2026. And so from me, Pastor Brian, and my wife, Margaret, to you and yours, may God bless you in 2026. May it be a most wonderful year. May you know the blessing of God, the favor of God. May you know the love of God above everything else in 2026. God bless you and have a wonderful 2026.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.